pick out. We never really like coming here for some reason. We don't seem to get results over and over. And the same again tonight. I think it had 0-0 written all over it from early doors, really.
It did, and you know, there was a lot of effort in the game, but no real quality, and that's, you know, it's disappointing. It's more so for the spectators, obviously, who've come over, and that's a disappointing thing. It was one of them games. You get them in any season where if a goal had been scored, it was either going to be an absolute ruler, or, you know, one of them that, yeah, like a bit of a freak, yeah, or something, exactly. Or a horrible goal, and. You know, it didn't happen for us, and also for Whitby. I've got to give a great credit to them. I think the work rate that they showed was absolutely fantastic. They've got a real good shape about them. That's, you know, it's difficult to break down. You know, they're fighting for every point, and you know, as Northwich saw on Saturday, and then obviously going to Marine and getting a result, them kind of results are going to be confidence. I think we saw that, you know, in the day, I think, hand on heart, a draw is a fair result, and you know, what the positives we can take from it is the fact that on another day we could have lost that game. We earned another point, put us closer to the points total, that hopefully we'll secure ourselves a place in the playoffs, and you know, we haven't got many more opportunities like this one. You know, it's always difficult. Yeah. You know, lads are taking half a day off work, and then, you know, the long journey and stuff like that. And that's not making any excuse. I think, like I say, I thought it was an evenly fought contest, and you know, credit to Whitby. I just disappoints me when people travel so far and don't get to see any goals and stuff like that. I don't think it was a poor game.
It was pretty frantic, but not much football. There was no, like.
There was a lack of quality. And, that's disappointing. But you know, our lads have been doing absolutely superbly well, and there's always going to be a day where we, you know, the few lads don't hit the heights that they have done early on the season. But you know, the positives are that we've not. We've come away with something.
Exactly. I was going to say that's the thing, because it's that tight at the top. Every point is vital. I mean, the thing to that, the point pulls away from Hensford.
You know, and it's like you say, there'll be lots of other twists and turns. You know, the points total, I don't know what the points total was last year for a playoff spot, but it won't be far different this year.
And Mitten's on the update on suspensions, because obviously there's been lots of talk about appeals.
Nothing's confirmed yet, but I think Mickey Norton's going to end up missing three games. And the mistaken identity will be transferred onto Dean Scott, Dean Scott. And, you know, that's it. I'm not talking about referees and
And then the deadline for transfer, I mentioned it on Saturday, it's tomorrow. Is anything in the pipeline overnight?
Yeah, we've signed John Worsnop as a backup goalkeeper for James. You know, so obviously a real good quality signing. We've added two more lads from the youth team who've been showing fantastically well, not just in the past few weeks, but all season. That's Richard Smith and Connor Norton, who a lot of people will know. And it's nice to have that connection, you know. And obviously, Connor going to go home and away, following the team and then playing for the youth team. You know, it's a real achievement for him, and I'm delighted that he signed. And Cedric Crewe is going to be re-signing. He's left Trafford and was looking for somewhere to come and train. So while he's training with us, we might as well stick him on a farm. You know, he's got a lot of ability, and we'll see you know, how he's matured that little bit since his last.
And like you say, with the games coming, Easter thick and fast now, a big pool of players is no bad thing.
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, that's the reason why we had these players to the squad, and we're going to need them. There's no dropping quality with the players that we've added. So
brilliant,
pleased with that.
Cheers, Scott.
Cheers.